Then the Sefer Shoftim, chapters Yud Tes to Chof Aleph, which is the very end.
Start with the other Torah Way, Northwest London. Thursday, 12th Teves, 16th December, Rabbi Yoel Aberman. Was Yosef Meichel his brothers over his Mechira? This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Ilu Shem, Refuah Shleimo, Veshefa, Brocha Bas Locha, Nachoma Bas Chava Fegel Shetechi.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
We'd like to discuss, go through a little bit. You all know the thing, the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. So, the end of the Pasha, after Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, we find interesting, the Shvatim, all the brothers came to Yosef, and they came back to Mitzrayim, and they came to Yosef, they pretended as if Yaakov Avinu told them, left them at Savor before he died, that they should go to Yosef and to ask him to be Meichel. The Pasuk says, Koi semu le Yosef, Ona please, son lo pesha achecho v'chatosom. Should be Meichel the avera which they did, ki ro gemolucha, the bad that they did to you. But now is the time to clear things, son lo pesha avde lekeo v'cho. The Pasuk says, so they asked him for mechila. They did such terrible avera, I don't know why they waited so long. Could have asked it to wait until Yaakov is not around, in case they have episode. Said that the Ashtem of Nedaki Sholem, they changed as if we have a Tzavor from Yaakov Avinu.
No, they went separate.
So they went to Yosef. Yosef cried. And so Yosef in Pasuk Yud Tes says, "Vayev aleim Yosef, al tirov, don't be worried. Ki asach hasel ekimoni. Mine instead of Hashem, ki asach hasel ekimoni. Atem chashavtem olai ro, you thought bad to me. Elekim chashov ol toivo. Kushbaruch had different cheshbonos. And he made good out of, leman asoy kayim hazeh, l'ach yis amro. I became now.
Where did Yaakov tell him to ask for chila?
Sorry?
Where's the
good sign?
No, that's what they told him.
He didn't. We'll come to that. First, we said where they asked for mechila. So now I'm telling you, what did Yosef reply to them? So Yosef told them, "Al tiro ki asachas elikim." I'm saying the words what Yosef said. "Ki asachas elikim oni va'atem chashavtem olai ro." You thought bad for me. Elikim chashav ol toiv. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made good come out of it. Leman asoy kayel mazeh lehachis amrov. There should be plenty. I should be able to feed you, to give you food in Mitzrayim. Don't you be scared, I'm still going to feed you. And I'm going to help you, Eschem, the Estapchem. Show you my Nachim, my son. We spoke to them. But he doesn't say anywhere clearly in the Pasuk, was he Meichel or not? They asked him a straightforward question. He didn't answer the question. He beat around the bush, like they say in English. He didn't answer the question. Yes, I'm Meichel. He didn't say it. There's Rabbeinu Bukhai, famous Rabbeinu Bukhai in this week's Seder. Says Rabbeinu Bukhai, Yosef Taki wasn't Meichel then. Rabbeinu Bukhai says the following. Chazal say, anyone does Averi Benotum Lechaveri, Eine Nimcha Le'olam, is no Mechila Ad Shiratze Es Chaveri. Until you ask for Mechila, you don't get a kapor for the Averi. V'af B'Shi Hizka HaKosu, even though the Pasuk says, V'ainachi Mo Yisrael, he comforted them, V'aydab Be'alibom, or it doesn't say clearly that he was Moichel. Lo Ra'inu Shiyazka HaKosu Mechila Be'Yosef. V'lo Shiyoyte Lem, he didn't tell them, he's going to be Moichel them. Nimke, Oibazo, it says Averi Mechai, Meisu ba'omshom beloy mechilas Yosef. They died, all the Shvatim died, without Yosef being moichel them. So there's no kapora. They didn't have a kapora from, because Yosef wasn't moichel, there's no kapora. The Al king says the Bnei Yehuda, therefore, hutzach ha'oynish, the oynish still had to be fulfilled, and therefore we know that the famous Asar Aruga Malchus was instead, it's all to be mechapa on the Avera of mechilas Yosef, because Yosef wasn't moichel. So maybe the Averi was still there. The Averi was still there. He still had to be Mekayim the Oynish, and it was fulfilled with Asar Aruga Malchus. That's when they had the oynish for the chetim of mechila seis. That's the shita of Ben Bachai.
So you said you have to mekayim the oynish.
Yeah, I mean,
so that oynish that was it.
The oynish which they did to Asaru Malchus, somehow there's some connection between them and the ten brothers. If it was a gilgul, I don't know, there's some connection. So then that's when they had the kapara, they had the oynish on the chetim of mechila seis, because Yosef was mechil then. The Asim Mechila, and he wasn't Meichel. Why? He wasn't Meichel. However, that's the shit of famous Ben Bachai. But we'll soon see the way of Alam Mefal Shem Ram Pshat. Before we start, there's a Gemara, a famous Gemara, which the Gemara says in Nozel like this. Pasuk says in Pashas Matos, if a lady makes a neder, or she wants to decide she becomes a Nozel, says the Pasuk, so the Baal, the husband, has the power, he can be made for neder. She makes a neder, and he can be made for neder without any reason. He's allowed to be made for neder, and therefore her neder is not chal. So the pasuk says, Ishar Feinom, if the husband was made for the neder, Hashem Yislach Lo, Hashem will be mechapa for her. What do you need to be mechapa for? Shouldn't do anything wrong. It says the Gemara, we're talking about the Me'akos and Medava. The Ishar Shehefer Lo Baal, she made the neder. Let's say, for example, she made the neder, and more so much, she's going to be a nozit. She's going to be a nozit. And she went and she drank wine and she was Tamil and Mesim. She was over on the Naziris. But meanwhile, she never knew that before she was drank wine and she was Tamil and Mesim, the husband had to be made for the nether. So it comes out when she drank wine, she didn't do anything wrong because she wasn't a nose anymore. However, she never knew about it. Later on, when the husband came home, he told her, by the way, this morning I was made for nether. So she never knew about it. So does she have to have a kaporo for that she drank wine? Says it more, Hashem, Yislach Lo, still have to have a kaporo. Even though you didn't do a Maisa Aveira because you thought to do an Aveira, you have to have a Kaporah. Says the Gemara, as from when Rabbi Kiva heard this Joshua, Kshay Rabbi Kiva, Magia, it's the Postuk Zel, he was crying. Madhav, you see, comes up from here, somebody had Kavona to eat Bosah Chazir. Somebody had, I want to not eat Bosah Chazir. And he went, and he was assuming he went to a shop, which was a non kosher shop, and I'm buying Bosah Chazir. And afterwards he realized something got mixed up a bit, but and he ate kosher meat. So he didn't do an aveir, he ate the kosher meat, but he had in mind to do an aveir and to eat basa chazir. Says the Gemara, you have to have a kapor. So even if the person didn't actually have aveir, he still have to have a kapor. Sure. So he was like, the choir should come out by Yosef. Yosef, the Shvatim Taka, they sold him, they had the machshava to do bad to Yosef, selling the own brother, they had the machshava to do a bad thing. But the Meiser came out good out of it. Meister Yosef came the king of Mitzrayim. So he came out something positive out of them selling him to Mitzrayim. So you have the machshav l'roh, like somebody had an intention to eat bosa chazir, or it came out good, it came out that the Meister, he was there, the Melech, and he gave them to eat, and he looked after them all the years of the family in Mitzrayim. So it came out a good thing. If it's the same type of avera, so the Meister, Hashem Yislach tells you, you have to have a kapara b'day shomayim. B'day odom, in this world, the Bezdin Shel Mato, they can't give you Einish. Because the Maestro, I didn't eat Bosa Chazir, I didn't do anything wrong. Or B'day Shomayim, because you had a bad intention, because you had a bad Machshava, so B'day Shomayim, you have to have Kaporah. Oy Bazoi, you could say, so Reb Shulev Diskin says, Pshat Netosa Chazir. Yosef told him like this. Oyem Me'alem Yosef, Al Tiro. Why? Kasach HaSel Likim Oni. You need to have a Kaporah B'day Shomayim. You don't need to ask me Mechila, they're asking you Mechila. Yosef was replying to them, you don't need to ask me Mechila Bechal, because you didn't do anything wrong to me. Why not? Because the only bad thing that you did was a machshav l'ro. Atem chashavtem l'ro. You had a bad intention to do bad to me. Say it. Or but l'maisa, you didn't do anything wrong. Because l'maisa was a good deed because it came out and became king in Mitzrayim. So what are you asking for me Mechila? You're asking from the wrong person Mechila. You have to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he told him, Asach said, Kima, I'm not asking Hashem, go and ask Hashem Kaporah. Mainly, if I say from me, you don't need Mechila. So it was a good list of chat, it's Gabaldi.
According to Yosef, there was no oven.
There's no oven, from
my Yosef's point of view.
Yep, from Yosef's point of view.
12 years in prison, it's not a nice place to be for 12 years.
Huh?
12 years in prison.
But he said, you wouldn't show
him. They wouldn't do that. That was his story, the Petifa. Because of that, they didn't cause him to go to prison. Eventually, he ended up in prison for whatever he did. But
yeah,
well,
what they did, he was suffering, he was in prison, he was.
Yeah, they didn't cause him in prison, he was against Torah Petit.
Dangerous pits. Not a nice place to be.
Okay, but so they had the intention to do bad. All that caused good, all that came out. Came out a good thing out of it. So it came out a good thing out of it. Yosef was telling them, He don't have, you don't ask me mechila. He didn't do anything wrong. The meiser, he had a bad machshava. Bad machshava.
You said everything. Why should I fear the world? Why should I only do that good? I understand it, but it's still for the good.
What? A person eats something.
But why should I have wanted that?
A person eats a stick of chazer flesh. Yeah, you're going to say it's so good.
They did bad. They did bad. They sold him. It wasn't a person. They sold him. I had a punishment needed them to come down to Mitzrayim because he needed to go through the Shibud. No, that wasn't their machshuva, but they sold him.
Okay, so it's machshuva.
We're saying that someone who does Navera against the Rabbi Nishayah, but it turned out that it was not Navera, still needs Kapora.
Yeah.
You're still somebody who does Navera ben Odom Lachaveroi,
right,
and intended to do bad to somebody, and right, it turned out not to be, right, should still need Kapora from Chaveroi.
No.
Yes.
No. It's a B'nai Shemayim.
It's the same thing as B'nai Shemayim.
No. It's a B'nai Shemayim.
I intended a chet against the Rabbi Nishalom. It wasn't a chet l'maaseh. No, but B'nai Shemayim.
You don't. Bezdin can't punish you. Don't do Bezdin.
No.
Bezdin can't punish you. It's only a Averi which is B'nai Shemayim.
So Rabbi Nishalom has to be Moichel me. Who are them? Chaveri has to be Moichel me for what I intended to do bad to him, but it turned out
not. There are Averis which you only need a Kapora B'nai Shemayim. That's such a thing. Not because of the Averi. B'nai Shemayim. I mean, in this world, Bezdin is not something which Bezdin they get involved. Bezdin don't get involved in Averis of Machshavos, bad thoughts. Yeah, bad thoughts, that's Rabbi Yishlelem. The B'nai Shemayim, there you have to have Kapora. In this world, we go to Olam Asiyah. We do Olam Asiyah, which is Olam Machshavos.
So what, I led the pogroms, I led the Yomachshom, the Nazis, everything. It was fine, Rabbi Yishlelem wanted it this way.
Okay, so
B'nai Shemayim.
So B'nai Shemayim.
They didn't do an Avni against B'nai Shemayim.
That's how he wants to learn Pshat. We'll soon come, soon see a bigger Chiddush, even bigger. Still get away with this. This is the Pshat of Maril Diske brings down from his son, Mr. Geruchim Diske. That's how he wants to learn Pshat. If it's very well in the podcast, that's what he told him. Hasach HaSeh L'Kim Oni. I'm not a Kiddush, I'm not a B'nai Shemayim. I'm not a Hasach HaSeh L'Kim. Go to Hashem and ask him for Mechid. Oh, but let's get now to this. This is the famous Erech Chaim. You ask anyone Pashto Aichi. There's two lines Erech Chaim. I'm very sure two lines Erech Chaim in this week's Sedra, which is Ramesh. It's like an explosion over here. Everyone asks, they don't understand. Pshat and Erech Chaim. There's two lines. I'm read out the words of Erech Chaim. It says Erech Chaim. Erech Chaim, on this posukhov. Perek Nun posukhov. Va'atem chashavtem elekim chashov eletoyv. Says Erech Chaim. Va'ariz edoyim. He compares it. Lemiskavin ahashkuz chaveroi kois modis. Somebody has intention, he wants to kill his friend. So he has a cup, he's got a poison drink, and his intention is, I'm going now to kill my friend, and I'm going to give him to drink this cup of poison. And at the end it turned out, it was a cup of wine, a glass of wine. It wasn't poisonous. The Ishkeyu Kois Yayin says the words of Erech Chaim. She'eino mischayiv klum. He's not machuiv with anything. Vareyem turim. The Zakoim gam b'dinei Shomayim. Even b'dinei Shomayim, you don't need any kapor. So Yosef was telling them, not just you don't need mechile from me, you don't even need mechile b'dinei Shomayim. That's Shavatim Alekim Chashov Aletoyim, a good thing came out of it. So it's like you want to give me a cup of wine, you don't need any kapor. Nish b'dei Odom, Nish b'dei Shomayim. So maybe Yosef was telling them, you don't ask mechile from anyone. That's what Erech Chaim says. So the Pele is, what do you mean? What's different than the Gemara we said earlier? The Gemara says, somebody in that intention to eat, Bosel Chazir, and then the Maestri ate Bosel Clay, ate the kosher meat, says the Gemara, Hashem Yislach Lo, B'dei Shemayim, you have to have Kapora, because you had the bad intention to eat Bosel Chazir. So why is it different over here? Somebody wants to kill his friend, give him a drink which has poison inside, wants to kill him. And because the Maestri never ended up killing him, and he gave him a cup of wine, says the Erechaim, there any Kapora? Why don't you need any Kapora B'dei Shemayim? That's the kasha which everyone asks on the Erechaim. The truth is based Yitzchok.
So you don't need to call the second, you don't even need Kapora.
Yeah, no, even on Rabbi Yishlelem not. According to this Pshat Erech Chaim, you don't need Kapora at all.
So what's the kasha on the Erech
Chaim? On the Erech Chaim.
The what? Because he said you don't need Kapora.
Yeah.
You should have it.
The Gemara. It's coming out of Bos Chazi. Och HaBos HaTlei with Kapora.
On the other hand, we normally say that Machshava...
Oh, come to that. Very good, very good. Oh, I was waiting for something to ask that. Very good.
So it's Shvan the Gemara.
Yeah, Shvan the Gemara. We'll come to that. Yeah. So there's a truth is based Yitzchok. Just want to say a chiluk. When you say the Gemara is talking about somebody's stomach, he wants to eat a piece of meat which is not kosher, and he ate the kosher meat. Say that's all. The eating the kosher meat, he was just doing a dvar reshus. So if he's doing a dvar reshus and he had intention to do a dvar avera, then you get punished. B'dei Shomayim. However, over here, not only came out the Dvarashus, the mitzvah came out of it. The whole thing, Yosef became the king of Mitzrayim, and he gave all his brothers and his father, he could feed them, give them to eat when it was a famine years. So it was because it came out, not the time it was the Dvarashus, the mitzvah came out of it. So if the mitzvah comes out of it, then you don't need kapara, even with a shomayim. Chiddush, and Beis Yitzchok, that in such a case, the Rechaim is you wanted to give your friend, the moshav of Rechaim is a little shver. You want to give him a poison drink, want to give him a cup of wine. Something, gave him a cup because he had it. Or did he give him a cup of wine? Okay, so it's also doing a mitzvah there, he's giving him a cup of wine. Oh, that's his chiddush of the Beis Yitzchok. If a mitzvah comes out of your deed, so then you don't even need kapara with a shomayim. The Paradis Yosef has another teretz, also a very geshmaka teretz called Paradis Yosef, says that he wants over here, normally a rather from Achshava, a person had in mind to eat Bosa Chazir, you have to have kapor. Oh, but here, they tiny tainas, what do they want to do? They want to sell Yosef. But they had the reason, they didn't stump sell Yosef. They showed him discussed that the whole reason why they sold Yosef, didn't stump sell the brother. The supporter says, the reason why they wanted to kill him is because They passed it on him, they sat, and they mentioned, they sat, 10 of them, and they passed it, did the Torah, Yosef is Chayav Misa. He didn't read the Habol HaHogah, they thought Yosef had the mind to kill them. Habol HaHogah, Hashkev HaHogah. Hashkev HaYeshev there, they showed him, the supporter says, so Yosef had the Din Misa. They passed it on Yosef as didn't read it, Habol HaHogah, Hashkev HaHogah. So then Yosef is Chayav Misa. But they made a mistake. Afterwards, it wasn't true. Yosef didn't have any intention to kill them. So they made a mistake. So says the Pasuk, in fact, for example, Bezdin passing on somebody, is Chayav Misa. Passing on somebody is Chayav Misa. Had a Pesach Chayav Misa. And they made a mistake. They had some information was on, had a mistake. And then what happened in the end? They're about to kill him. They never knew about the mistake. They're about to kill him. And as they're about to kill him, something else happened and this person got saved. So what are you going to say? That the Bezdin have to have a kapara? Bezdin didn't have a bad machshov over here. They did what they thought they're doing the right thing. They thought that Yenis Chayav Misa, so it was they're right by killing him. They never knew, they made a mistake. So the mice, at the end of the day, they didn't do a mice arigah because they didn't kill him in the end. And they didn't have a bad machshova either. So he tells us by Yosef, there was nothing. There wasn't a bad machshova, there wasn't a bad mice. So maybe Yosef told them, you don't ask me for mechila. That's the part of Yosef. Once it wasn't even the Rechaim means, as discovered, the Hashat Chaveri Kois Moves means, if I'm Pi Bezdin, tries to Psak Bezdin is Chayav Misa. And then, if he wanted to give him Kois Moves, and he gave him a cup of wine, in such a case, you don't need kapora. But if you had the bad machshava, you need kapora.
He said, "Atem chashavtem alai ro."
Ro.
That your intention was bad.
It turned out to be, it was a bad thing, because there was a mistake. Yeah.
The best thing don't have a machshava ro, we say.
Right.
In that case.
Good order, yeah. That's right. Okay. So now we're going to come to the third pshat, final pshat, which we want to discuss today, the Erechaim pshat. Oh, so now we'll come to Reb Shimon's question. He asked the Kasha, what's pshat in this Gemara, which the Gemara says that if a person had intention to eat Bosa Chazir and he ate Bosa kosher meat, he has to have kapor. So he asked the Gemara, all of the Gemara Kiddushin says that a machshavat toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaf alemas. A person has a good intention to do a good thing, even though he didn't do it, and the oynes he didn't do it, he gets reward for it. Of machshavat ro, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaf alemas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the bad thought that a person has. More makes it possible. But the person had the thought to do an Aveira, he doesn't get punished for that Machshava Ro, in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzaf on the Mas. The only exception is, the Gemara says, by Aveda Zorah. If you had the intention to deen Aveda Zorah, then you get punished even on the Machshava. All the Gemara says, if a person, at the end, he ended up doing an Aveira, then he gets punished directly from the Machshava. On the Machshava, if he ended up doing an Aveira, he gets punished on the Machshava as well. But if he didn't end up doing an Aveira, he doesn't get punished on the Machshava. But say, why? He didn't have a Kapor, a person ate Bosa Chazir. And a person had in mind to eat Bosa Chazir. But the Maisi never ate Bosa Chazir. So all you have over here is a machshava. And the bad thought, you had the bad machshava. You wanted to eat. Say the Maisi, you didn't eat Bosa Chazir. So why do you have to have kapora? Why do you have to have Hashem Yislach Lo? You have to have kapora b'dei Shemayim if you didn't end up eating Bosa Chazir.
It wasn't. It's not only machshava. It's a Maisi as well.
A Maisi of what? Eating kosher meat?
No, he went to go. He thought he was eating.
He thought he was eating. Wait, very good. Yeah. So says the Truma Sakri. There's a Truma Sakri in Akdoma in the Psicha to Sefer. He asks this question, and he says the following. He says that the Gemara. There's a Mishnah in Kelim. The Mishnah says that there's the Oros, there's the leather. When a person makes leather, so there's when does it start to be Mekabel Tumah? A person has a Machshava. It has to be a key. So when it's happened, it's Gemar Melocha, it's finished. You're ready, you finished working on the leather, and it's ready, some type of clean, then it's Mekabel Tumah. So if you had just a Machshava, you thought, so Oyush is Balabayas, Balabayas has Machshava that he's going to leave it now as it is. This is the final stage, this is what he's going to do with this leather. So Machshava, this is how he wants it to be, Mekabel Tumah. However, Shel Abdon, if it's a person who's about, who works in a factory and he produces the leather, so that machshava which he thought that he's going to do with it is not matamah. Why not? Because it changes the whole time. Somebody's going to come and say, no, with this leather I want to make a pair of shoes out of this leather. So it's not finished yet. So yeah, because your machshava is not the final stage, because it changes the whole time. Such a machshava, it does not give that the oil should be makabel tumah. So Meila Ibazoi, he brings down, it says in the Ramami panel, as we all know, when he said Nasa v'nishma, there are two crowns, Nasa v'nishma. So he explains what's the end of the two crowns. Pshat is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu tied us with two knots. That means they became, after he said Nasa v'nishma, they became closer to Hashem, and Kodesh Baruch Hu came to tie them, tied Klal Yisrael, they have such a keshe with Kodesh Baruch Hu with a double knot. So if a person does one Aveira, one knot gets untied. That's the two crown. One knot, Chas V'Shalom, gets untied. But you're still tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have one knot left. You do it. The Gemara says, Kivin Sh'ol Adam HaAveira V'Shonobo. If you did it again the second time, Hutra. What does Hutra mean? Hutra means that both knots are untied now. So you've lost your Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe Tainas, that's when a person does an Aveira. Or if a person has a bad thought, but a Machshova to do an Aveira, so his Machshova is like the Machshova of the factory that they're producing the leather, it keeps on changing the whole time. Why does it keep on changing? Depends on the customer, the client, what he wants to do with this leather. Is he going to make shoes out of it or something else? So Meila Ibazoi, the person has machshava to do an aveira, you can take calm, you can assume that probably he'll change his mind. He won't end up doing an aveira. He won't end up doing it. So Meila, such a machshava is not called a machshava. Machshava is only called a machshava if he doesn't change. Balabais, when he has in mind that with this leather he's going to make a pair of shoes or whatever, he's going to leave it as it is, that's the final. Mashenke, Kalisol, a person, he has a machshava to do an aveira, probably going to end up changing, he won't end up doing it. So man, that's why, normally you don't get punished on machshava. However, over here, we see this person, what did he end up doing? He ended up, he didn't just have a machshava, I've got a machshava, I'm going to eat chazer. I've got a machshava, I want to eat chazer. He ended up, and he went and he did something. So you see from his person that his machshava was final. He wanted to do an aveira and he actually went and did something with it. Now he had masla, it was the chazer flesh, it was kosher meat. But the maaser, his machshava brought him to do something. Nice. Such a machshava is the final machshava. Oy bazar, this machshava you have to have kapor. That's shot in the Gemara that niskav lechem boso chazer and he ate boso kler. You still have to have kapara, because this type of machshava is a such a machshava which you did something with it. Such a machshava, you did an action, so such a machshava you have to have kapara. That's one pshat. There's another pshat. There's a Rambam on this Mishnah where the Mishnah says that if a lady went and she was in a zero and she went and she drank wine and she was a tamar mason and she never knew that the husband was made for the nether, so the Mishnah says she doesn't get malchus. Einus efegus says our boy, she doesn't get malchus because the mason, the baal was made for nether. So says the Rambam says, Mishapeladek Rambam. Rambam says, Afal pi sheniskav no le'isa, even though she had in mind to do an aveira, you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus. What do you mean? Rambam saying a chiddush of it. You know it's a chiddush. Rambam saying, you know it's a chiddush, you don't get malchus. Even though she had in mind to do an aveira, or because she never actually did an aveira, you don't get malchus. It's a chiddush. I mean, the chiddush is the opposite. The chiddush is that you have to have a kapara b'day shemayim. Hashem islach lo, they have to have a kapara b'day shemayim. It's a chiddush that you don't get malchus. So I'm shepele the Rambam. So this girl says, he's got makoy in Sifri Zuta, the Sifri Tak brings a posuk for this din, they don't get malchus. Of what's pshat? What do you mean? You need a posuk to tell you that if a person ate kosher meat, he doesn't get malchus? He wouldn't do anything wrong. Because he had the machshava, the man. And my vice toys, Nishtas advice toys, says the biskirol, that if a person has the machshava to eat boso chazir, and it does the maisa is the maisa aveira. Even though you're eating kosher meat, but because when you're eating this kosher meat, this kosher piece of meat, you're in mind, you're watching machshava now while I'm eating, to eat chaz flesh. That's your machshava. I'm eating a chaz flesh. You never knew. You think you're eating chaz flesh and you're doing a maisa with it. So the maisa is a maisa avir. So you're not getting punished on the machshava. You're getting punished on what? On this maisa. The action that you're doing is the maisa raw, is the maisa avir. So that's meaning it's a chiddush. Out of a half minute, actually get malchus. On this maisa, even though you're eating maisa kosher meat, actually on this maisa you get malchus. Komashal on the apostle, no, you don't get malchus. On the b'day shomayim, you need to have a kapara. Why? Not because of your machshava, because of this maisa. The maisa is considered the maisa avera according to the Mishnah of Beilas Pshat Rambam. So come back now to the Eruv Chaim. So Ibazoi says the Kli Chemda Meridik Pshat. How to be miyash the Eruv Chaim? Says the Kli Chemda. All this you could say. Yeah, Mosa Chazir and everything, they need to have a kapara, whether the kapara is on the machshava or on the maisa. That's what I mean, avera shvenodam lemokim. Avera shvenodam lemokim, what's the ik avera? When a person does, the person machal Shabbos. What's the main avera? The actual chil Shabbos, or that way you're going against the Rotzen of Hashem? Because Shabbos tells you, I don't want you to be machal Shabbos. You're going against the Rotzen of Hashem. Every avera shvenodam lemokim, the yisod of the avera is, you're going against the Rotzen of Hashem. When a person has legaba kodesh bochu, there's no difference, machshava or maisa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want you to go against him. Whether you're going against him be machshava, whether you're going against him be maisa. No, but there's madrigas. Machshava is azoi, maisa is azoi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows your machshava, he knows your thoughts. And if you're thinking to do bad, you're going against Rotzon Hashem. So really, such an aver which is benodom lemokim, there you can understand. You want to eat chazer, you're going against Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows your machshavas, knows that you want to eat chazer, you're going against his Rotzon. And he did a maaser with it. Ibazo, you have to have kapara. However, benod on a chaver. What's the yisod aver benod on a chaver? The yisod aver is that way you check the yemen. Not that you're going against the Rotzon Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do what? To go to do something bad to yemen. Doing the bad to yemen. If yemen doesn't know about it, I have a machshava. Yemen doesn't know about it bechal. I have a machshava to do bad to him. Over the end, I was nice to him. I was good to him. He doesn't know what I was thinking. The maaser, end of the day, it came out good to him. I didn't do anything. I did anything wrong. But not the chaver. The yisod of the chaver is don't do bad to your friend. Don't damage him. Don't cause him harm. Don't do bad to him. Because if at the end of the day you didn't do bad to him, if a person the Melech says erachayim, but not the chaver. What they wanted to do is they had all the intentions to do bad. Atam chashavtem alay lero. You attack bad intentions. Oh, but end of the day, what came out? End of the day, did you check Yosef? All the everything which came out. Look what good came out of him. And then and the Melech says to Kli Chemda, even if you would have asked Yosef himself, would you have wanted such, of course, wanted such a thing, to become a king in Mitzrayim? You know what it means those days, Mitzrayim? It's bigger, Mitzrayim of those days was a bigger power force than America is today. Mitzrayim was most of most of the world. So to become a king in Mitzrayim, such a thing was worth everything. So Melech, it was such a thing which is benodom lechaveroi. You don't even need kapor b'day shomayim. That's what Rechaim is telling too. Somebody, you want to give him a curse, you want to kill him. And you want to kill him. You want to give him poison in his drink. And then it ends up as a kosher yayin. Such a thing. The maaser, the end of the day, you didn't do any harm to him. You had the machshava. Or because it's been not mechaver de kaver. And the end of the day, you didn't do any harm to him. You don't need any kapor. So I just finish off by saying, as the maaser, that's how the Kli Chemda has miyashet pshat in the Rechaim. And the Arvi Nachal, from the Lebush Yisod, the Arvi Nachal, he doesn't make the Rechaim at all. But he says, pshat in the posuk is, he says, mamash the same halach as Erechaim, and says, this pshat in the posuk, Yosef told him, as, Oyem alei beis al tiro, why shouldn't we be scared? Kia asachas alekim ani. So pshat is, asachas alekim ani. The aver that you did to me is not an aver of ben adam lamokim. The aver that you did to me is aver of ben adam lachaver. So am I instead of Hashem? If I would be like Hashem, because Baruch knows all the machshavas and the icky thing is you want to go against Rotzon Hashem, sure, then you have to have kapor. Oh, but Sach said, I'm not like Hashem. My avera is not lech avera. If it's avera, it's not lech avera. You don't need the kapor. I feel like they should mind. So comes out just to summarize what we said today. It's three mahalchim.
It did a mice. Huh? It did a mice. It was in turn up to good.
Okay. Such a thing which turns out to be good.
You think Yosef was very excited when he was sold and he was being schlepped down to Mitzrayim?
Yeah.
Don't think he saw.
We don't know.
I know he had nice.
We don't know Malchus. We all know that.
No. Not in the end, but the Meister, Bishar's Meister. Did he enjoy? Did he suffer?
Okay, but all the suffering was worth it, Meister. It's all worth it. So comes out what we said today is, according to Rabbeinu Bechai, Yosef wasn't Meister. So the Meister, he had to ask Mechila, and he needed a fill of B'dei Odom. He was supposed to, there was Oynish. That was later on, Asar Rugan Olchus, was to be Mechapa on the Oynish of Mechias Yosef, so I feel it with the Odom, They have to be punished. That was according to Rabbeinu Bachai. According to the Maariv Diskim, no. B'dei Odom, we don't need the Kapora, because it's only Machshover or B'dei Shomayim, you have to have the Kapora. That's what Yosef was telling them, and for me, don't ask Mechila, don't ask Mechila for me. Or B'dei Shomayim, you need the Kapora. According to the Erech Chaim, afilu B'dei Shomayim, you don't need the Kapora. Because such an Aver, which is Aver, she's not Mechaveroi, and the other Machshover or, afilu B'dei Shomayim, you don't need the Kapora.
Very good. I don't know if I'll say it's the man's in God. Yeah.